This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. A veteran incumbent is returning to the Dallas School Board following Saturday's election, and two new members will join him. But there will be a runoff for one of the other seats on the Dallas School Board. After Dallas School Trustee Mike Morath became the state's education commissioner, four candidates ran to replace him. Dustin Marshall in the trucking business earned 43%, so he'll be in the runoff.
Well, I've got 15 years of experience working in public education. In the last 5 years, I've been deeply involved at a district level, working with a variety of different nonprofits, all in the education space.
Marshall backs recent school reforms, like efforts to increase early childhood education, and he wants to see them continue. Meta Havlik, a former technology executive, got 28% of the vote. She commends Marshall's volunteer efforts and says she's also been a longtime school volunteer, but she adds there's a difference. Her children go to Dallas schools, his don't.
I am a firm believer that anybody should send their children to any school that they feel is appropriate for their child. It's a personal choice. However, to truly advocate for our public school system, I really believe you have to have skin in the game, and I have that.
Marshall attended Green Hill Private School as a child, says he benefited greatly, and he's now able to do the same for his kids, so that's what he does. He adds he's got skin in the game as a taxpayer and 5-year volunteer in the schools and donates 20 hours a week. In District 4, Nancy Bingham decided not to run after a dozen years on the board. That district will see Jaime Resendez, a Latino, take the seat. He likes the school choice options Dallas recently created that offer unique career and academic options. His daughter will attend a girls' school with a focus on science, technology, engineering, arts, and math.
I think that's a way to make people more engaged with the district, make the district more interesting, and make parents and students want to come to our schools.
In District 7, Audrey Pinkerton beat Isaac Foz by nearly 20 points, and in District 5, longtime incumbent Lou Blackburn retained his seat. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.